that bread was made out of wheat flour.
Mm-hmm. Made out of wheat flour.
Did you ever have bread made out of cornmeal?
We made cornbread. We make cornbread now out of cornmeal.
Did your daddy or your granddaddy ever have a name for the load he would take to the mill? Did he ever refer to it in a particular way? He'd say, I was going to take a certain amount to the mill and call it by name. Did he ever say, I'm going to take a turn of coal or anything?
Well, I think I've heard that expression.
What was it?
I say, I think I've heard that expression, a turn, but we always had just a load of corn.
How about the amount of wood you would carry to the fire?
Arm load, arm full. Or a load of wood.
Another simple little question here. If this light burns out, we'll have to put what in?
We'll have to put in a new bulb.
Okay. You'd also call it what, a light bulb?
Uh-huh.
Say that before.
Called a light bulb.
When you're carrying out your wash to the line, what do you carry it in?
A clothes basket.
And talking about some of these other containers that you just might have around the house, did you ever buy nails in a big container?
They bought nails in a keg of nails, in a small keg, wooden keg.
Did they make their own barrels back then, or did they? Were most of those made at a factory?
I never saw any homemade barrels.
You didn't know anybody who made them?
No, I didn't. They made boards to cover the houses with.
What about that band of steel that went around the barrel? Did you ever?
That was the hoops. They put the hoops around that, the hoop around the barrel.
How about the cover for a bottle? What do you usually call that? Maybe a thermos bottle? Or any bottle? What kind of names would you give those?
I reckon you'd... If you put a stopper in it, a cork stopper, you'd call it a stopper.
And did you ever have much music back in the old home?
Yes. My father used to sing a lot. He'd get his hymn book out, and he just sit and sing, and the niggers that lived on the farm would come some nights and sit and sing for us. We enjoyed hearing the niggers sing. And in those days, there wasn't so much confusion with the, there wasn't so much race confusion. And we never thought anything about listening to the niggers sing. And the children played with the colored folks, with the black people then. Never thought anything about it. And